Yeah. Yeah. David Ashley. David Ashley Podcast. We back. Let's go. Hey. 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 David Ashley Podcast. Lego. Lego. All damn day, I've been on the reefer. Only queen we acknowledge is Latifah. And everybody talk about colonial lies. Everybody thinking they believe the lies. I had different lines when I got in. I didn't mean to rhyme colonialize with lies, just because you can't really hear the rhyme, you know. Hey, what's happening? What's happening? It's good to hear your voices, you know. And by voices, I mean it's good to y'all listening. I'm getting my listens back. I appreciate that. Oh, yo, it feels good. And check it out. Y'all listen to this past episode. So the first one was released on what day? Anyway, y'all listen to this past episode more than you did the one a week ago. So anyway, it's working. I appreciate it. How y'all doing, man? How was the week? Happy, well, it'll be Saturday by the time you get this, but you know what I'm saying? Happy Friday, happy Saturday. How was your week, man? I hope it was good. Mine was okay. I ran down on, but I've been sending out some emails to some folks, just asking some questions about some business, and I couldn't get anybody, and you know, finally I caught up with the person. I mean, it was nothing contentious, like, yeah, I'm gonna knock your ass. It wasn't nothing like that, but it was just a question that I had to try to move forward on some stuff, and ran into one of the people that I had, you know, out of the, you know, four that I had emailed, five that I emailed and or talked to, and looked me in my eye. He was like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to get that done. Whereas before I was really on some, oh, you niggas want to ignore me? You going to ignore me as long as I've been, you know, and it worked. You know, I kind of let that see, sometimes you gotta, you know, and this would suit a lot of us online too. It said, if you're mad at someone, write out that long text or write out a letter, wait 24 hours. And if you still feel that way, go ahead and send the letter, send the text, write the comment. But most of us won't do that because we want them to know how angry we are right damn now. And that's what we respond with, which again, 99% of the time, you know, once the anger subsides, you know, we'll be all right. But you know, man, it's all a part of being human, and it's all a part of being human and figuring out that other people are human as well, and you got to give grace and not abuse. You know, I ain't gonna let nobody abuse you, but I mean, I ain't gonna let them do shit to you. I'm talking about you. You can't let nobody abuse you, but you know, it is what it is. So we, you know, let's see. Ooh, LA. LA. Ooh, LA. We got rain, LA. LA, we got rain. What do you mean? fires going on all over California. We got rain. Now we got a little bit right before I came inside. That was, you know, it started, you know, sprinkling, drizzling, whatever you want to say. And I'm not gonna lie to you, man. When I first moved out here, the fact that it didn't rain freaked me out. It was that, and the fact that you know, my first Thanksgiving, it was 85 degrees, and I was by the beach, and I was like, nigga, what? I said, Wolf Lake is frozen right now. That's the lake in Hammond. Wolf Lake, which is, you know, I think leaks into, you know, does it? No, Wolf Lake don't leak into Lake Michigan, does it? No. But still, you know. Yeah, man, that shit was crazy for me. So, you know, appropriately titled, we're going to do this right now. Hey.
Till I get there, just a kiss and squeeze and hug, and girl, you know the rest as they tell me. It never rains in Southern California,
and they tell
me it never rains in Southern California.
For
ya. Maybe I'll take
the y'all thought this was the worst name. I thought this was the worst name for a song ever. I love the song, but hey, but I couldn't understand what the title meant until I moved here. You know, it really does not rain in Southern California. Check it out.
No, I can't sleep.
Hey,
I'm trying my tears. That day will come for us to be together.
Not worry about a thing.
Not worry about a thing.
How you gonna add your own? Hey. Baby, 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 baby.
On the East Coast. On the other side of town.
And I'm
ready.
Listen, man. I mean, you know, tomorrow is supposed to rain all day. What's a better song about rain? Is it "It Never Rains in Southern California"? Or is it "Can You Stand the Rain"? By New Edition, you know. On a perfect day, huh? I know that I can count on you. And as Johnny Gill sings us into this song, but if that's not possible, tell me, can you weather the storm? Huh? WGCI. Let's go.
On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. That's not possible.
Can you weather the storm? Ralph couldn't wait. He was like, "Shit."
Cause I need somebody.
Oh, this is Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, by the way. Hey, she will always. Sesame Street, listen.
Sunny day.
You ain't know that, did you?
Stars will come. This we know for sure.
Listen, man. I didn't know exactly what they were talking about until I was older. I just know these niggas had on these hats. And everybody had suits on, and they had these trench coats on, all five of them. And Ronnie DeVoe in the video threw the newspaper in the ocean, in the lake. I don't know where they were, I'm assuming they were in like San Francisco somewhere. And I was like, yo, New Edition, like, I don't know who, if there was like, there was a theme in all their videos where they kind of like running towards you. Obviously, they were already, you know what I'm saying, dressed alike. But man, I ain't going to lie to you, man. Young DEA was transfixed, man. But New Edition, though, New Edition is an odd case for me because, man, I'm sorry, my nose is all stuffed up and shit. This happened when I start talking a lot sometimes. Where is my peppermint? Yo, if you ever got a cold, or whenever you get a cold, God forbid, but next time you get a cold, do this. Go get you some peppermint oil, okay? From one of those natural stores or whatever. And get you some tea, or you can just boil some water, right? Drop one drop in there, okay? One drop in your cup. Or in the pan, saucepan, whatever, you know, tea kettle, whatever it is you're boiling this water in. Put one drop of this peppermint oil in there. And please do not put your nose, like give it some space. Because this should blow your head off. It's that strong. This peppermint oil is that strong. But just kind of, you know, get a safe distance away from it and just inhale. And man, that, I'm telling you, to clear everything up. It's like Vicks Vapor Rub. Yeah. Remember when Martin asked Tommy to put on rub some Vicks on his chest. Tommy was like, hell no. Martin was like, man, you ain't got to be like that to rub nothing on nobody's chest, man. That nigga Martin crazy, man. Yo, here's another hardcore joint. Hold on, check this out. Oh, I'm going to play another one. Ooh, I'm going to play another one. Y'all, let me see if y'all know this next one, though. I don't know. Y'all know this one now. Oh, wait. I think I just found a lick. It says Tamika Scott. Tamika Scott, is this from X Escape? Oh, it is. There's the one. Let's go. This is what I was going to ask you. Did you know, but not by Tamika Scott. No one to share my love and no one to care. No one who's here to take care of me. Damn, listen. This joint loud. Nobody. Why must I feel so lonely without you here? Oh, I wish it was over. Leave a dream. Everything. Oh. All the time we share. I can't wake up till stop. Hey. Rolling down my face. That's why I want to go out. Side in the rain. So no one can see me cry. I want to go outside in the rain. To cry my pain. Okay, so Tamika Scott is from, if you don't know this, from Escape. Which one is she? This is the one that you don't hear about as much, right? The one in, like, I remember, So growing up, Tasha Scott was the bigger one. And Tamika Scott, her sister, was the was the other one, right? Because you know Candy, you know Tiny, and you know Latasha, because she was pretty much the, her and Tiny were the leads. Well, all of them were kind of like lead singers. Anyway, some people. Oh man, so she redid that song I was getting ready to play for y'all, but I can't find it on Tidal. So let's see what's happening. Queen Elizabeth died. Oh, I'm gonna play y'all something right quick. Queen Elizabeth died, and you know, normally they say, listen, man, you don't rejoice in somebody's death.
Great. Right?
And I'm not doing that now. But I think what you have to understand is these world politics, right? And listen, a lot of this stuff I didn't even know. But I'm going to play you something right quick about the Queen. Hold on, watch this.
It was her great-great-great-great-grandfather, George III, who we rebelled from to start the United States of America. You played a clip of her speaking in Cape Town in 1947 in South Africa.
Right.
That's the year apartheid took effect in South Africa. That was something British colonialism ushered in. British colonialism, which she presided over for all these years, had a terrible effect on much of the world. It's something that people revolt from. And I have to say, to your earlier question, why are American news networks dedicating all of this time to Queen Elizabeth's funeral? I think it's a good question. I mean, I think it's something, there's a weakness in the American character that still yearns for that era of hereditary privilege, which is the very thing that we escaped from. So there, I've made myself the skunk.
No, I love it.
It was her.
He said, I've made myself the skunk at the garden party, which is to say, you know, I had to be the wet blanket and talk about the bad things the queen has done when everybody's trying to rejoice for the life that she lived and all of that. And man, I think it's weird that if you're a queen, you can't make you're married, your husband isn't the king. But if you're a king, your wife is the queen, if I'm not mistaken. It's a lot of weird politics. And then, right, you know, after that, I didn't realize that Princess Diana attempted suicide. When you look at her video, she seemed sad, but I think she was just trapped in that thing because they didn't approve of her and she did things differently and she wanted to help people. And so it's not just that. It's just that she... You know, I'm going to find another video. She presided over, it's like the British Empire was just responsible for so much pillaging around the world. And it's, you know, it's like to look back and see it. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird to know exactly what, you know, it's like we're cheering on Meghan Markle, which kind of makes you wonder, like, man, why do you want to marry into that shit? You know? You know, I guess you can't help who you love, but it's like, nah, you can, you know, sometimes you can't. But, you know, then you get in the family and they do exactly what that family has done. They question the shade of the baby, what shade, how dark the baby is going to be and all this other kind of shit. And they don't approve of you because you're black. And, you know, anyway, it is a fascinating thing, man. So I would advise you to just read up on it. I'm doing so myself and it is, so far, it is fascinating, man. I mean, people... I'll pay you another video of this young lady. Hold on. Check this out.
Oh.
Ah, come on.
Girl, the queen is dead.
Queen Latifah?
No.
Beyonce?
No.
Janet?
No.
Mary J?
No.
Lauryn Hill?
No.
Toni Braxton?
No.
Diana Ross?
No.
Tracee Ellis Ross?
No.
Monica?
No.
Brandy?
No.
Maya?
No.
Missy?
No.
The Spice Girl?
No.
Alicia?
No.
Ashanti?
No.
Mariah?
No. Girl, the Queen of England?
Adele?
No.
What the hell
are
they talking about then?
Girl, the queen is dead.
Queen Latifah. She said the queen of England. Adele? So yeah, look up on, you know, read up on it a little bit, man. It is, right, so that video was saying that her great-great-great-great-grandfather, King George III, is who is, you know, when the United States was trying to get from under the thumb of, you know, British rule. That's who was in charge at the time, right? And he was just saying, and now we've kind of forgotten about that in the wake of her passing away. And you know, it's a lot. So anyway, go look up on that, man. You know, people were like, man, only queen we acknowledge is Latifah. Even, oh God, there was one funny meme. And it said, you know how it had this guy asleep with his on his bed with his clothes laid out next to him? And it was like, this is how Prince Charles is going to be tomorrow. No, it's like, this is how Prince Charles is tonight, like laying his bed out. So, you know, because he's the king now. Yeah, man, good shit there. I'm going to play some music for you. Oh, wait. Check this out. I'm going to play this other. I'm going to show you this other. What's this?
You really my man.
Wow. I'm going to play you this video. And it is of, let's see if I can find it. It is of Tevin Campbell. Oh, man, rest in peace, David Arnold, man. Oh, man, rest in peace, David Arnold. A funny dude, man. It's like I've been a fan of his for a long time. Oh, man. Just had a Netflix special. I just saw a video of him the other day saying that he had bought a Porsche, and he's like, it's funny to see that people like the wrong thing. He said, but I also just put out a second Netflix special, and I got way more adoration about the Porsche than I did the Netflix special. He said, so maybe I should have done the Netflix special from the Porsche, and maybe, you know, people would see. But man, rest in peace to him. Peace and light to his family, his daughters. God, dog, man, I just made all my peeps watch his special, you know, about a month ago. Man, that's terrible. I want to retract. It's not retract something I said, but I want to add a correction to something I said in the last pod. I mentioned the Tiffany Haddish and the Aaron Spears, the video that they did, and the young man that they used in that video, his oldest sister is filing a lawsuit. Now, she also said, this is the part that I forgot to add. She also said that Tiffany Haddish was watching porn in her presence and telling her about how to, you know, commit some kind of sex act or whatever. And again, this is allegedly, but this is what she says. So I just wanted to clear that and make sure, I just want to get it right. But also, I still think people need context. It's like, all right, y'all trying to relitigate this damn thing. Um, So I don't know where I left off, but the video I was trying to find is TMZ. Excuse me. TMZ caught up with Tevin Campbell out of the airport. And there he was, I always saw you with Usher, yada, yada, yada. Like, what do you think about Usher saying that? You know, because Usher recently was like, nah, I need that respect. I'm King R&B. I need that respect, and I ain't going to ask for it no more. And which, you know, he is, you know. And he was just talking about, you know, verses and how nobody could beat him or whatever. Because I don't even know if Usher said that verbatim, but he was essentially saying, hey, I'm him, which he is. I got to keep my catalog says it, this and that. I stand on the shoulders of Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. But, you know, right now I'm him, which is true. But Tevin Campbell, they asked Tevin Campbell, but he was like, nah, man, Usher's a king. You know what I'm saying? We all kings, this and that. He said, but as far as songs, he was like, well, there is this guy named R. Kelly out here. And I was like, he was like, R. Kelly's got a lot of music. And I think that R. Kelly, you know, got a lot of music, and he could do something, you know? I'm telling you. All right, shut up. But y'all know my story with that, though. Oh, it's the big jam. It's December, what, 20th or 21st, the year 2000. The lineup is as follows. I didn't go, Bow Wow, I didn't go there for him. Jermaine Dupri, Dave Hollister, Jagged Edge, Maya, which I still haven't. Maya, if you listening, look at my face. If you listening, hey, baby, how you doing? David Hollister, Carl Thomas. This is when Emotional was smoking. And one Robert Sylvester Kelly, a.k.a. R. Kelly, a.k.a. Kells. And I'm sitting there, and this MF comes out, and this, now, it's in the United Center, keep in mind. This nigga Kells comes out in a, this nigga Kells comes out in a bedazzled, rock, rhinestone-filled, Rockland jersey with 23 on the back. It says Rockland and then 23. That was the name of his like record label. Man, listen. If you don't like this part, I'm gonna play 30 seconds of it. So cover your ears if you don't like it. But this nigga R. Kelly came out there. I want you to hold on. This R. Kelly came out there and said, he came out with the mic, right? And he said, I hear you calling. Here I come, baby, to save you. And then he put the mic out to the crowd, and 17,000 people said, oh, I said, man, this is the greatest moment of my life. I couldn't believe it. Because you got to understand, to be in that area, Northwest Indiana, to grow up like around WGCI, hot, what was it, Power 92, V103, even B96. I mean, you're talking about 5 R. Kelly songs every hour for 10 years on the radio. Like, you know what I mean? So it was like that. It was like that. So to be in that spot, to be a fan of R. Kelly, and then to hear that happen, that go off and see that go off like that was amazing. It was otherworldly for me. And that was my second concert. And man, imagine R. Kelly at an hour and a half set, 13 song set for Essence Fest. Nigga, what? Damn. Listen, man, I hate that R. Kelly has dug this hole for himself. I hate that he didn't get help. I hate that he had yes men around him. I hate that he felt, you know, he, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely, man. When there's no checks and balances, you know, you end up doing things like, you know, having sex with underage girls with impunity, you know, that stuff is, it's too bad. It's really too bad, because a talent like that, man, we just needed it around, you know? You know, I mean, I see people feeling more comfortable about playing the music now. And I guess they're, you know, a couple people's like, well, shit, he in jail now. So, you know, but you know, I understand people who can't listen to it or who hear his music differently. But what I abhor is people who demand that you can't listen to it. I'm like, that's dumb. You're becoming conservative now. You're becoming a Republican now. I can compartmentalize. It doesn't affect me in the slightest when I hear it. Like, it just doesn't. But I can understand that, because there was a time, man, when Kanye, was talking crazy, and I'm still like, all right, whatever, Kanye. But I understand what he represents now. I just hate that he took that route with, you know, you took sides with people who are against us, people who don't care about people who look like you and I. And that's the part that was just like, man, I don't know, dog. That's the part that was, you know, that was wild. So, you know, but yeah, but for a while I think because I was such a fan that I couldn't listen to I couldn't listen to Kanye's music. Like, it just felt different. I'm over it now. I can still listen. I can, you know, I just listened to Graduate. Man, Graduation is underrated, but it's rated properly. I don't know. I think people hate it because there was too many bangers on it. But man, Graduation is, you know. But Graduation is in fifth place for me, by the way. It's Sick Dark Twisted Fantasy, Late Registration. Those two go up and down for me. Twisted Fantasy, Late Registration. College Dropout. Oh shit. 808s and Heartbreaks. And then it's Graduation. Oh no, I'm sorry. And then it's Pablo. You know what? I thought I put Pablo before 808s and Heartbreak. And then it's Pablo, 808s and Heartbreak, then it's Graduation. And it feels like I'm dissing it, but I'm not. It's just Kanye's got the greatest rap catalog just about of all time, you know? I mean, between him and Hov, I mean, but even when you talk about music, it's like, shit, Kanye gave us seven damn near eight classics, you know? So anyway, I felt like that with Kanye. So I can understand people feeling that way why people feel that way with R. Kelly. But I mean, at the same time, I know people who watch The Cosby Show, but, you know, will not let you play a note of R. Kelly music around them. And I'm like, what? Huh? I was like, what? I don't understand that. But again, man, people get by how they get by, man. You know? So, wait a minute. Speaking of Kanye. I'm gonna give you that. My favorite song off that Late Registration album. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, go. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Why everything is supposed to be bad make me feel so good? Everything he told me not to is exactly what I would. Man, I tried to stop, man, I tried the best I could, but what's your addiction? Is it money? Is it girls? Is it weed?
I've been afflicted, but not one, not two, but all three. She's got the same thing about me, but more about us. She's coming over, so I guess that means I'm a drug. Just let me peek now. I mean, damn, I'm so curious. She's got another, so the lies and lust. It's a rush. Time's of the essence.
I need you to be spine.
Roll up the Doja,
Hillian,
cause
I'm
coming over,
cause it's
never over.
Go, 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 go.
Why everything that's supposed to be bad made me feel so good? Everything they told me not to was exactly what I would.
That's my joint, man. There is, oh, this thing is going out, speaker going out. I see, man, I'm going to play you two of my favorite joints. Y'all remember Nicole Ray? Remember Nicole Ray? Can I get another shot? This time I'm going to make it hot. Yo, I'm going to play y'all two joints. First of all, that Nicole Ray album is slept on, man. Man, that's one of those albums that I found out, like, I should have known she liked all of my homegirl Cherie, that passed away last year. And man, it's the anniversary of Aunt Gladys's passing too, man. Love you, Aunt Gladys. Miss you. But yeah, it was, let's see. I mean, it's almost where you first heard Missy, but not quite. Let's see. Oh, all right. So check this out. I don't know why I'm making all these noises and shit. Like, what you doing? Oh, I'm going to play this. Cuzzo used to love this joint. Hold on. Little interlude. Prelude. Uh-oh. I keep doing that. Damn it. Turn the music up. When I be fading out. Check this out.
I can see me.
Let's see. Man, she's definitely unsung, man. Ooh, check this out, man. Ooh, just the way this joint. Wait, which one am I going to go? All right, let's go. Hold on, let's go. Woo! This is R&B, goddamn. Y'all ain't got this now. At all.
Tell me, fell out of love with me.
He just packed his stuff and walked out the door. So
when I get in my ride, I wanna break down and cry.
Cause I'd rather be at heaven.
And when I pick up a song, all I hear is the tone.
Desperation, there's nothing no more.
I'm so tired of all those silly notes.
song. No,
so making love no more of fighting over.
So I'm gonna play this next one for you. Let's see. From the same album. All right, check this out. That was Nicole Ray of her debut album, Make It Hot. Borrowed Time is the song. Damn, I said that all wrong. They kicked me smooth off the radio. Those are two of my favorite joints off that song, man, off that album. Let's see. I'm gonna give you another joint. I didn't hear this a lot, man. Listen, man, Cisco lucked out with that first album. I remember Cisco said, what's Cisco say? He said, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not Michael Jackson, but he said, but I'm gonna thrill the world until he get back. I said, yo. Cisco Darnell Robinson, if you don't sit your ass down, fam. Hey, listen, man, Cisco went diamond. Don't front on him. You know. And listen here, man. There is a Jodeci. I feel like I contributed to it. I used to say, I think early in the pandemic, or mid-pandemic, I was like, I said, man, that Jodeci, I started feeling like that Jodeci Drew Hill matchup in the verses wouldn't be as much of a, it would be a better match than we think. Right. And I'm not blaming, I'm not saying that people ran with me saying that. I'm just saying that it became like a thing to the point where now people are saying, yo, I got in a whole like 3-day battle with people under Kev on Stage's comment on Twitter, where he said, I think Drew Hill would get Jodeci. And I'm just like, well, I said, listen, it's not as bad. It's not as easy a win as we thought it once was. It's a better matchup. And then people were like, oh, have you seen Jodeci? I'm like, wait, y'all not about to front on Jodeci based on how. So there was it. Yo, y'all remember that Tom Joyner when it was like, lie, 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 which, oh my God, it was completely out of context because everybody's got concerts in that space, but they didn't have the music. So they were just singing. So it was basically in a studio where they can hear the music in their headphones, but whatever, the shit sounded horrible. And this shit was crazy. So people was like, this is your Kings? And I'm just like, okay. But one day we gonna litigate that joint. We're gonna get into that whole Drew Hill. But listen, Drew Hill, I like Drew Hill's first two albums better than I like full albums, better than I like any Jodeci full album. But the truth is, once you open up Jodeci's first three albums, once you open up, you know, Casey and JoJo catalog, which they got six or seven songs that they can use. And then, you know, you throw in a Brenda's Got a Baby, throw in a Toss It Up. Oh man, it's gonna be a long night for Drew Hill, man. But you know what? Let me speaking of that Cisco joint, let me hit this one of my first joint. Oh man, shout out, man. Rest in peace, dog. I mean, he wasn't my dog, but you know. Rest in peace. Yo, if somebody is listening, if the right person is listening now, once I play this song, they're going to faint with laughter. Because I just said that. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Check this out. This was a sleeper on this Cisco album. That was Is Love Enough by Cisco and his protege group Love Her, off that first Cisco album called Unleash the Dragon. Say her name. Oh man. Let's see. What else? I just had another song I wanted to play. Let me play y'all something. Maybe you heard it on my other podcast. I'm gonna try to get this. Damn it, I just had a song I wanted to play. But anyway, yeah, that first Cisco album was a sleeper. Ooh, wait, let me play you this right quick. This just came into my spirit. This just sizzled in my spirit. This was like a B song. My favorite Faith song, As Soon As I Get Home. I'm going to play that for y'all one day. But this song, this is one of those sleepers, man. This was on one of those playlists back in the day. Like, I'm talking about like the tape even. You know, this was on the tape. This was on the tape. Check this out. This intro crazy too. You know, I mean, listen, man, Faith is one of them people. You already know what happened. I did it again. Faith is one of them people. Check this out. The Hammond organs come in. 3, 2, 1. It's a perfect rhythm too. Really miss your smile. Produced by Chucky Thompson, Puff Daddy.
Every time we're together, ooh, I feel a special part of me drawing me closer, closer to you, baby. I can't explain. It's just the magic that we share. Something between us two.
You come over and make love to me.
Cause I haven't
seen you in a while.
No, no.
Really miss your smile.
Oh, you come over and make
sing it out. Hold on. Here we go. I'm going to go right to, it's going to sound like it's skipping. I just want to find a specific part for you. Hold on. Hold on. This life with dreaming love. Another day, my. Here we go. My arms are open wide. And I don't have to cry no more, cause I. So there's that, right? I used to call that the greatest ad lib. ever. Let's see. And then Brian Michael Cox one day played this for on IG. Let me do it right quick before this time run out.
Now I know I am free, and I am
yo, when I learn a new music lesson like that, I'd be mad, but I'd be grateful, you know. I just thought that was fascinating. But Jodeci was influenced by Commission. Commission influenced a lot of people. Yeah, so hold on. Here we go. Forget it, man. I'm going to go into another hour. You know, listen, man. If y'all telling me y'all rock with it, we just gonna keep it going. And for those of you who don't know, Commissioned is where Fred Hammond comes from. Y'all remember Fred Hammond had that concert in Hammond, Indiana? Let's see what we can go. We're just gonna pick Hotter Than July. I'm gonna play y'all this song and then tell y'all who was singing background on it. Hold on, check it out. Hey, come on.
You made my summer burning fire.
I used to think he said pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie.
You're getting to be
all that matters to me. Let me tell you, girl, I pray day I live. To more love that's devoted and true.
All I do is think about
you. All I do is think about you. All I do is think about you. Maybe just suppose I should happen to cross your mind. Lyrics, yo. And by some chance, a boy like me, you really been trying to find. What? Think how exciting it would be if you should discover you feel like me.
If you should discover this dream is for two.
Man, who's playing that bass, though? I don't even know if that was a bass. Was that like a synth bass or something like that? I don't even know if that exists. So, singing background was Eddie LaVert, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Betty Wright, Walter Williams. Ain't that a trip? Ain't that a trip? As a matter of fact, no. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, Walter Williams. And Walter Williams is the other, one of the other guys in the OJs. So it was two OJs, Eddie LaVert, Walter Williams, Michael Jackson, and Betty Wright. Y'all know Betty Wright. Y'all know Betty Wright sing No Pain, No Pain, No Gain. Let's see, man. Ooh, no, I just saw some Anita Baker. I still love how this song comes in, man. Hold on. Hey, come on.
I'm coming home to you.
Hey.
Wear something simple. So I can see your heart. One night can never come.
Hey, soon enough for me.
I will watch the sky all day. Night is where I find
you and peace of mind.
My days are filled with grief. That's why I truly give you what you need. Because you love me for me.
Yeah, yeah. So Raphael Sadiq said he got a call from Puff one day. And he said, Puff was like, yeah, you know, I got these three girls, man. They, you know what I mean? They got a lot of swag, but you know what I'm saying? They just like you. They not really singers. So Raphael Sadiq produce this song for Toto. Hey, it's a great song, though, if you think about it. It's just a great song. Hey, well, he wrote it too. Sings background, plays the bass for it. Hey.
Let her know.
Me thinking about you makes my life complete. I'm gonna leave my bed, and my whole world changes. You make me feel things that I never felt. I wanna kiss you.
It's the risk that I've been taking.
And those of you who are faithful listeners know what that song means to me. It was on February 24th, I believe, the year 1996, when a young David Ashley, accompanied by a young lady who should not be named, in the upstairs of a townhouse to 6307 Jefferson. And when it finally went down, Kissing You was playing on this radio. And it went from Kissing You, okay? Okay? Hold on. Kissing You was on. And when Kissing You went off, this came on.
I want you. I got to have you.
These two songs will forever be linked together in my head. This first time your boy got some. What you tell him? What you tell him? I'll be a come on.
Step outside because my ride is
awaiting.
I dated, a steak, a nightcap.
We make it. Perfume as I inhale, and we tell how well we rehail on the Dizel.
From the storm, you came stronger.
I lasted longer than I ever lasted.
Your mouth was fantastic.
That you passed it.
The way you made a nigga laugh.
I had to hit you.
And when I saw that ass pass,
I had to hit you.
You're making me fight against my will. What must I do?
Yeah, if my life in danger too. Yeah, if that shit belong to you. Yeah, if the way you act is true, who knows? Time goes. When you become one of the chosen.
Different places, different faces.
Come on.
Different cases. Got me tied like shoelaces. No mistake, kiss. MJG, you ain't gotta be.
Claiming they're gonna shoot that D. Claiming that you ain't heard of me.
Keeping it real. Let me know how you feel.
Communicate. Communicate.
Put your mind instead of
preferring to wait.
Some who can't do it.
Lose women.
But nigga like me used to it.
Space age pimping. New day, new day. That was 8 Ball and MJG. Space Age Pimpin'. Ha ha. Just me and you. Listen, man. It was over by that time, right? Shit was over. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Do I want to be your man and just misuse you? Hold on. Let's go hop in my super effort. Turn it back up. Let's go.
You want to be no matter how far.
Just call me bonkers, baby. To me, you're the superstar. Ask me time and time again, why did I choose you? Do I want to be your man and just misuse you?
I hear your partner dissing when they think I ain't
Them bitches just be wishing they could be in your position.
With me in luxury, I got to be
every day.
Cheap and hay with something stout, wearing
lingerie.
Let's hit the stout.
Order something to eat.
Tell me things about you.
And I'll tell you things about me.
Then out the blue, I'll be caressing you, undressing you.
You start doing all the things that I never do. Lusting, busting.
All out of my box of drawers.
fingers dripping, slipping in and out, to in and out.
Constantly telling me
the things you don't do, but you do it like a pro and think that I don't know. But I do, that's why I'm here with you, and you know this. Put on a latex and dive in. Splish. Every once in a while, this is how it's been. But you do it like a pro and think that I don't know. But I do, that's why I'm here with you, and you know this. That's why I'm here with you. Listen, man. Y'all can tell I'm enjoying this thoroughly, right? Oh, this is great, man. Yo, September 10th now. Yeah, I remember 9/11. Like, that was the day I started my first job in Tennessee. I had gone away to school. And my first delivery was to, you know, what we used to call the Batman building, used to be Bell South building. Now it's called something else. But is it called Batman? Because it had like the two, like imagine Batman's mask and the two ears sticking up. Like that's how the building used to look. And yeah, man, I got to that lobby. I was like, nah, I'm good, fam. Y'all can have this piece and y'all can take it up to whoever is supposed to get it because I ain't going up that elevator. They was like, yeah, no, I feel you. I was like, okay. I left it there. And, yo, and, yeah, man. It was a crazy, that was a crazy ass day, man. I remember I had an accounting class, Mr. Oldham. It was a Tuesday. It was like an 8 to 9:40 joint. Got in there and he was like, yeah, they attacked the Pentagon. I was like, the Pentagon? And I ain't gonna lie to you, I didn't know what or where the Pentagon was. I knew it had something to do with, you know, military, but I didn't know. I wasn't knowing. And then I got home and I was just transfixed, man. Transfixed to, you know, just stuck to the TV, you know, for the next 3 weeks, really. You know, it was crazy. And I remember there was a scare on campus, an anthrax scare on campus and shit. It was a crazy time. Like, I remember that day, you couldn't call out. You couldn't call out. Nobody could, you couldn't call anybody. All the lines were tied up. And, shit was crazy, man. That was a crazy, crazy day. keep saying, yeah, man. Trying to adjust to this iPhone life. You know, it is what it is. I'm gonna keep it and just do with it what I can. Not as warm with the high. Let's see what we got. What's happening on Instagram? Oh, Ari Spears got another thing. Let's give it. It's better than Russell Westbrook. Yeah, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go wrap this up. Hey, lady. Man, Instagram know what I like. When I tell you Instagram know what I like, they know what I like. Shoot. Instagram know what I like. They know the juiciness I like. Doggone it. And for those of you who don't know, you can train your algorithm to go places that are less time, time wasting? What's the word I'm looking for? Less time consuming, right? Or more productive. No, you can choose to look at watches, right? I've added watches and shoes and hats and like men's clothing to my timeline. So now it's not just asses. Okay. That's there, but it's a mix. It's asses, it's basketball, sports, you know, and people clown me for this, but I like the ballet poses and yoga poses. I think that shit is beautiful. That's really what I got on there to see, was great, great scenic, you know, scenery pictures. But man, once that shit comes in front of your face, once the other stuff is just like, all right, here we are. Here I am, a captive audience. So yeah, man, you know, another week in the books. It ain't all, I mean, you know, don't finish today. You still got 2 days. Wait, are you getting this tomorrow? You still got 1 day. Finish strong. You know, let's see. All right, man. I'm scrambling. I'm a restaurant with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin. Smoke, so much smoke, need oxygen. Said Lil Count and Benjamin, nigga, you should too. If you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. I'm sorry, man. You know what I'm saying? I got musical Tourette's. Which is not, I'm not making fun of Tourette's. It's just something I say. Let's see, man. You know, man. Let's. Ain't nothing else out there. There was one more thing I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember. Oh, Atlanta coming back. Season 4 is the last one. Damn. I really wanted to, I really wanted it to go season 5 seasons, but I understand. This last season was the best Atlanta season. It was the most creative, I would say. I mean, the storytelling was the most amazing to me. Now, it was pretty polarizing because a lot of people felt the exact opposite. They couldn't get with it. They couldn't understand what they were doing. I think the fact that it wasn't serialized and there was no through line threw a lot of people off. Not I think, that is, it threw a lot of people off. But I, on the other hand, enjoyed it for what it is. And I just, I enjoyed the storytelling part aspect of it. So, yeah, man. So we're going to get on out of here. And let's see. What are we going to go off on? Let's see, man. Let's see what comes up. Let's see what's happening. Ari Lennox has a new little EP out. Check it out, man. It's only about 5 or 6 songs. It does it. Ari Lennox, man, listen. Let me shut up. Let's see. Ari Lennox. What else? What else Tidal got for me? Was I going to play some off that first Drew Hill? Let's see. They got a little, I still don't know what Drew Hill Five Steps is about. Could somebody tell me? Please. Ooh, remember this? Ain't none of your friend's business. Yourself and do it right. Ain't none of your friends' business. Do what you do, but you in the bar. Friends' business ain't none of your friends' business. Oh man. They just drink your cousins and shit.
Cause they were the same ones.
Yeah. That do you well. Oh, wait a minute. Is it that for you? Is it that genuine? Or is it... or is it this one? Oh. Listen, man, I'm just trying to entertain y'all for a ride to and from work on your lunch break. You cut it off, cut it back on. I don't really care where you stop. I hope you listen to the whole thing, but I understand. I'm just out here entertaining, man. I love this. Is a release for me, y'all. I appreciate it. Oof. Ooh-wee. Shubba-dubba-tweet-tweet-tweet. Oh. Hey. All alone. Paging you. Wishing you come over my place. After a while. Man. I think I'm gonna fade off on this. What we did mostly till morning. Back rubs.
Hit me back. Girl, I hope you're having a vibe.
So
sleeping at 11:30.
We're gonna let this ride in the background. You know, like I've been, you know, when you, self-awareness is important, man. I know somebody said, oh shit, he about to start preaching. But self-awareness is important, man. Like you can think you look one way, but you can really be looking a completely other way, another way. So it's important to kind of get a gauge on how you look out there, you know. And your brother been telling me that we're living the same thing I've been thinking. So, you know, just keep that in mind, man. I mean, not that you should be worried about how people see you, but, you know, because really, as long as you got your head down and you're working, it doesn't really matter, you know? But what we do, hey. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. I hit that note, didn't I? Yeah, man. Yeah. As Biggie would say, stay low, keep firing. I hit y'all with mostly, listen, man, this, you know I'm an R&B dude, you know? So, you know, if you're looking for underground hip-hop, this, you know, you'll catch a joint every once in a while. Oh, speaking of hip-hop, JID, that album is crazy. Hit them, boom, boom. Yeah, man. Do your thing. Chase your dreams. Laugh, love, tell your people you love them. Remember, man, you have this goal, but this goal has to be written out into actionable items that's going to keep you on track working toward that thing instead of that. Because that thing could just be over there for a long time and you can just be like, all right, whatever, you know. I got that. It's always comforting to say, I got this goal in my pocket. Right? So make sure you're writing out actionable items, steps, actions, actionable steps that's going to get you to that thing you're looking for, man. That's really what it's about. And being so, you know, and being self-aware so you can figure out, you know, how you look out here. And, all right. And I'm going to leave you with Tenuine. I'm gone.